May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. I hope you're taking advantage of what the good Lord has given you. If you're listening to this radio show, you're an American. That means you're free, or at least we are partially free for the time being. And if we all pay attention and we make sure we vote for the right people, we can maintain freedom throughout our lives and hopefully through our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives. But let me tell you something, our children and our grandchildren right now are dependent on me and you. Me and you, the adults, the senior citizens, and the 40 to 50 and 60 year olds in America, they're dependent on us to make the right decisions on who we put in power. Have you seen what can happen when you put the wrong people in power? When we had the right person in power, the borders were closed, interest rates were low, incomes were high, people were doing better on their retirements, 401ks, than ever before in history. We were safe. There was no wars around the world. We were actually getting money back from the government more than we were paying in, and much more than we were paying in before. What's happened since the last election? Folks, if you can't look, I was going by MAPCO today, and the gas price was MAPCO's the cheapest place I've seen around, $3.99 a gallon. Folks, that's the highest I can remember. The borders are wide open. 2 million people, these are freeloaders. These are illegal aliens are crossing our borders a day. Trump had those borders under control and was fixing that wall. First thing Biden did, shut it down. Let me tell you something. Gas prices are the way they are and as high as they are because we're no longer independent from all the other gas-producing companies in the world. We are 100% dependent because the first thing Biden did is he shut down the gas line that Trump opened up. To help me get this clear to you, I want Jan Marie to come on the line with me. Jan Marie, good to have you back today.
Thank you for having me, Roy. I remember when I was a young girl and Jimmy Carter was president. Uh-huh. And we had gas lines that went around blocks.
Right, I remember that.
And I remember asking myself, how is that possible? We've got oil in California and Texas. And I was just young. I didn't know much. And we were bringing it all in from Venezuela and the Arab nations. Well, guess what? We could have been supplying gas to ourselves this whole last 50 years or more.
Yeah, we don't have to be dependent on it.
Why didn't we? And why aren't we doing it now?
Because the politicians get kickbacks from the oil companies in other countries. They say, hey, if you'll buy the oil from us, we'll sell it to you at this price, and you'll get a dollar off every barrel, and we're selling a billion barrels a week. I'm making up numbers, but that's the kind of deals that get worked in the background. That's why it's so important that we be careful who we put up there to represent us. We are a representative republic. We're not a democracy. You got to make sure you put the right representatives up there. Another thing you got to do is hold the representatives responsible. I'm to the point in Jamboree where if a representative is and they all make videotapes, they all do commercials telling what they're going to do when they get in. If they don't do it, fire them and take all the money you paid them back for lying to us. They're not held accountable.
You know, it's the whole government. I mean, Roy, look at all the commercials that were on to try to get people to get vaccinated and boosted. Taxpayers paid for that, not Pfizer and Moderna, et cetera. We paid for those stupid ads.
Well, you're right, too, about, the whole thing is it's money controlled. We've got a government that is being bought out. Listen, I think if you find a government official that was elected by the people that's been bought out by a foreign entity, try them for treason and hang them on the public square. Everybody should see it. So
Roy, we could probably count on two hands people in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives that we think are really telling us the truth.
I know. And you know what? Only that, you can't even trust the CIA or the FBI. They're the ones selling us out to other countries. This is.
I can't believe they have installed people at the top who I believe are either fascists or communists.
Well, they are. And they're money hungry, pedophilia, baby killers. I'm telling you, I'm not going to cut any slack anymore. And it's time for all the Christians out there to stand up and say, because I'm going to tell you something, God expects us to stand up to them. God had never intended for us to be ruled by communist, socialist, and Nazis. He did not intend that. Christ himself said, I come to set you free. That's what we're all about.
You know, it's very sad because I have friends and relatives that only listen to the mainstream media and listen what they tell me, that it's President Trump's fault that we're in the problems we're in today financially and with Russia.
Well, I don't mean this ugly, but they're idiots.
Well, of course, but they're people you love, and they only get spoon-fed the lies. And, you know, eventually, you just can't talk to them it just sets them off.
Listen, I got family members. I got good friends. They're idiots. I tell them that. Well, you're an idiot. I told a guy the other day this is a guy I've known for years, and he was telling me that Biden has nothing to do with the gas prices being where they are. And I said, you are a fool. You're an idiot. And he says, what? I says, were we not independent from all these other countries while Trump was in there? And you know what? He says, well, it appeared that way. I says, no, it didn't appear that way. I know what I paid at the pump. Look what you're paying today. I said, quit being stupid. Now, listen, I'm to the point, y'all, I don't care if I hurt your feelings. If you think I'm going to sit here on this radio station and on this radio show and I'm going to sugarcoat everything so you'll feel good about yourself, you've lost your mind. That's not my job. God did not tell me to do that. All I know, people go, so God talks to you.
Just speaking of feeling good, we should talk about these spring allergies right now.
Well, we're going to, but I got to get this off my chest.
Okay.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it anymore because it's sugarcoating it. It's kicking the can down the road. In our finances, the money we're printing, and the debt. Listen, America is the richest nation that's ever been on the face of the earth. So I want to ask you a question. That's undeniable. That's undeniable that we created more wealth than any nation on earth ever has. Why are we in debt? That don't make sense. I mean, that's like saying. That's like finding out that Bill Gates owns 18. He's a multi-billionaire, but he owns $18 trillion. The man don't own nothing. Why are we broke? Why are we in debt as a nation? Because we got a bunch of criminal fools, thieves running our country.
Well, You know, I'm just going to say this. In a way, nobody's really in debt because all the money they print is fake. Like, there's no real money backed by anything. I don't know what countries have their money backed by gold. And I look at gold as the outpicturing of God's love and benefits toward us to back it with something real. And I don't see that anywhere. And it's only going to be by God's mercy that we survive this. Because certainly the behavior of mankind probably doesn't even warrant his mercy.
Well, but somebody asked me one day when I said that God told me, he says, God talks to you? I said, absolutely. You can hear him? I said, no, but I read his word. And in the word, Paul himself said, if they don't work, they don't eat. Folks, how much clearer can you be that everybody has to carry their own weight and quit begging and asking for the government to bail you out and give you money? This is ridiculous.
Well, that's true, right? The original idea of helping people was just people who were too sick to work.
Right. Oh, listen, if you're crippled, if you're paralyzed, if you've got a mental disorder and you can't function, of course the Christian community, not the government, should support that. See, we've got it backwards. We have asked the government to step in and do what the Christian movement was supposed to be doing and did do for hundreds of years till we decided, well, we want to depend on the government. Well, you are an idiot if you depend on the government. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm on a rampage today because I see the damage that's happening to our country. I have compassion for the people that's going to. Let me tell you something. Some of you out there, 401ks, if Biden stays in there all 4 years, you can kiss your retirement goodbye. And Social Security, if you're dependent on that, you can pretty much count that it's going to be take every penny you got every month just to buy the bread you need to eat, which the Bible says, and they will give you a place to live. But let me tell you something, you probably won't have satellite TV or a big whirlpool bath or a nice tennis court. Listen, folks, they're going to put you in poverty. That's what they want. They want every citizen of this country to be in poverty, and only the hierarchy, the ones at the top, the elites, will have anything nice. That's where we're headed.
Well, it's not only that. They don't want nobody to travel. They'll try to cut off our communications. I mean, they may start a nuclear holocaust.
Listen, they can make gas so high within the next 6 months that every American will have to do nothing but drive to work and back home, and that's it. You will have no other function.
I may not be able to come and see you.
Well, I know. Listen, if gas gets above $5 a gallon, there's a lot of changes about to happen in America. Now, you're right, Jim Ree. I've got it off my chest. Let's move on. This is allergy season.
I'm just concerned because it is allergy season. And, you know, you can take up to 4 Allergy Shield a day. And when that's not enough, we got Breathe Better Naturally. Gives it a real punch if it doesn't work, like the itching in the ears, the itching in the eyes. But typically, if you take your 2 to 4 Allergy Shield every day, that is going to help your immune system and your body fight those allergies. Because we have Perilla Seed Extract, which has been used in Japan, etc., for people with asthma and allergies for years, which is why we came out with this like 15 years ago.
It's a natural antihistamine, folks.
Yeah, I mean, this has been working for people who have, you know, visited with NHC Herbs and Nutritional Healthcare and have found that this mediates leukotrienes, which are, you know, causing a lot of the spring allergies. It stops or inhibits histamine release. It reduces IgE levels. It acts like 5 lipogenase, serum IgE, and TPA, which means inhibiting the allergies. And they contain phytonutrients. And we talk week after week about phytonutrients, how they come from plants, how they have essential fatty acids in them, how they have things that are antioxidants in there. So this formula has all of that, and it's an anti-inflammatory It supports your nutrient levels. So those are the kind of things you need, because honestly, even when you take over-the-counter allergy pills, they affect your brain function and your nervous system.
Yeah, I've got a lady that won't take nothing but allergy shield because she said the antihistamines over-the-counter makes her sleepy and she can't do her job. Had a gentleman in yesterday, Jean-Marie, great friend of mine. He's a good Christian buddy of mine, and we talk a lot about the Bible. And he told me, he says, Roy, he says, there are days right now, he says, because he's extremely allergic to these, whatever's in bloom right now, whatever's, you know, putting off the pollens. And he said, he said, day before yesterday, he said, I had to take 7 allergy shield in one day, but he says, it kept me dried up. He said, any less than that, my nose would go to running. I said, well, why don't you, instead of taking so many allergy shield, I said, switch to breathing better naturally. Or Mangosteen Supreme. Jean-Marie, Mangosteen Supreme is an amazing product for people with allergies, sinus infections, you know, that kind of thing. So there's another one that he got him a bottle. He said, oh, I'm going to try that Mangosteen. Of course, if you look at all the things Mangosteen does, you'll understand.
You, Roy, but I want to tell people this. My allergies were so bad. I would itch down in my ear canals, my nose, my eyes, everything would go, right?
Uh-huh.
Even if I took Allergy Shield on the worst days of the year, but if I just pop one of those Breathe Better Naturally's at night, I wake up in the morning clear. That's just me. I only need one.
Well, there you go. And, you know, well, this is a pretty big guy. You're a little lady. He's a big guy.
Well, that's true. But I also want to remind everybody that I take 5 to 10,000 IUs of our vitamin D every day, which has 35 ingredients in it.
Right. I take one every day. Absolutely.
Yeah, because vitamin D3, along with the supporting factors, are what you need to make that work in the body. It makes everything work in the body. It's a cofactor. So y'all can just even make a little smoothie. Put some alfalfa juice power in there. Put your mangosteen in there. Put your allergy shield in there. Your Breathe Better Natural in there. And your vitamin D in there. And just take it all at one time.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I take almost all of my supplements because most of them are better with food as far as absorption, because that's when you release the digestive enzymes and acids to break your food down. I take almost all of mine with the first and last meal every day, because most nutrients stay in your system, folks, about 12 hours. So you're going to have to do it all. That's why God designed you to eat more than one time a day. You weren't designed to eat once a day. You were designed to put nutrients in your body 2 to 3 times a day. Now, you're talking about the allergy shield. If you've got COPD, if you've got emphysema, if you've got asthma, if you've got some really negative breathing disorders, respiratory disorders, don't leave off this Breathing Better Naturally. We have had people say that it works better than any drug the doctors put them on. One of them was a gentleman that I bought a barn from. I buy these old barns and I tear them down for them and take them off the property. Sometimes they'll let me do it just to clean the property up and get it off there. But I use the old barn wood for other things. Well, he had serious COPD and emphysema both, because he was a smoker for many, many years of his life. And, I mean, he was walking around with nothing but an oxygen tank with him all the time. And it wasn't but about 4 to 5 weeks, his own son told me, says, he's out walking around the pasture the other day and he didn't even have his oxygen with him. And this was funny too. He says, the son now talking, he says, yeah, daddy will always tell me when he's getting low. And he said, so you got to go get me some more of that Breathing Better Naturally. He said, the other day I looked in the medicine cabinet, said he had a whole bottle, hadn't even been opened yet, but one of them was about 3/4 down. He said, so he told me to go get another one. I looked, says he had a whole bottle in there.
He did?
Yeah, but he was doing that on purpose. He said, that's daddy. He just don't want to run out, you know.
Well, you know what? I hate running out of anything like that. And like I said many times, because of what's going on right now, I don't run out of stuff.
Right.
I make sure that I have enough stuff to last me a year. Because, you know, you don't even know what's going to happen with shipping and everything. Just just have it. It's not worth not having it in your house.
Right.
And what if a friend needs some? You know how many friends I have who go, oh, what have you got for this? Can I have a bottle, you know? And you get them started.
Yeah. Oh, we do the same thing. We keep about a six-month supply for me and Gwen and our kids, you know, which, you know, with Seth and his wife and so on and so forth, and our grandchildren, it adds up to a lot of stuff. And the other day, Gwen was saying, we're going to have to find somewhere else to stack product.
Oh.
Because, you know, in the cabin, especially at the creek, not a lot of space to store things. So we have to work around that. But anyway, folks, Jim Reese telling you right. We don't know what's going to happen in the future other than what God's told us is going to happen in the Bible. But he did tell us in the Bible that things are going to get worse before they get better. So be prepared. Stock up. I mean, I think everybody should have at least a six-month supply, which is three bottles of MSM plus C on hand all the time, at least three bottles of vitamin D on hand at all time. If you've got asthma, emphysema, or breathing disorders, three bottles of Breathing Better Naturally, three bottles of Allergy Shield if you got old runny nose all the time and eyes tearing and that stuff.
And I have magnesium, yeah. Roy, just because how many people need magnesium that we know? Like almost everybody.
Oh, 86% of the population has been verified magnesium deficient, or at least that's the statistics tell us that. So, and listen, folks, magnesium and vitamin D, there's no financial excuse for everybody listening to me not to have those. I mean, you can get 200-day supply of vitamin D5000, which means there's 500 IUs of vitamin D in every capsule, along with all the other things like vitamin K, vitamin A, vitamin C, all these other things in there. You're talking about $20 for a 200-day supply. Now, you think about that, folks. That's so inexpensive. Don't make no excuse for me, especially if you drink soft drinks or smoke cigarettes. I'm going to look at you and laugh. Also, she was just talking about, Jim Reed was just talking about magnesium. Listen, that magnesium, you get a 100-day supply, 500-milligram tablets for $18. There's no excuse, folks. Don't come to me saying that it's too high. I'm not buying into that. I know what you pay for food. I know what you're paying for everything else. Well, this is food. It's just a higher quality, targeted food for the human body so that your body can use it to, you know, stay balanced and stay healthy.
Well, Roy, a lot of people don't even get sunshine anymore because they got people scared to death of sunshine.
I know. That's why the vitamin D is so important. And, you know, vitamin D.
This whole thing about the fear, Roy, that's the problem.
Well, and Jim Reed, you was telling everybody that, for the body to function normally, you got to have a lot of vitamin D. That's because there's receptor sites in literally the entire body for vitamin D. Many people believe it should have been called a hormone. You know, hormones are what control your moods. They control your sex drive. They control your attitude. Well, guess what? If you don't have enough vitamin D, they control your health. You better.
Well, it actually is a hormone. It's
is.
It's actually a hormone. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have to just call it that. It is that.
Right. And another thing, and we talk about this a lot. Y'all see those commercials on TV about that two bottles of vitamin, I mean, of one of them's vegetables, one of them's fruits. You can go that route if you want to. We're not knocking that product. But I'm going to tell you something, that so-called balanced product they got don't come close to ultimate fruit and veggie. And y'all can trust nutritional health care. You know we formulate the highest quality products on earth. And where else can you go and take two little capsules in the morning with breakfast, two in the evening with your last meal, and get the equivalency of five servings of raw fruits and vegetables every day? Maybe more than that, but it's at least five. And it's all organic. There's no chemicals, no pesticides, or any of that stuff
you
use.
Let me just say this. The other product that's on the television doesn't have essential fatty acids.
Right.
Doesn't have probiotics.
Correct.
They're not organic. They don't have enzymes. I mean, we've added all that stuff in this formula.
Well, that's
so that people are getting what they need. Amino acids. Amino acids build protein. We have amino acids in there.
That's one of the reasons I love for Jan Marie to be a part of our formulations, because her whole goal is to make sure that whatever it is that we want to accomplish, it has the enough of the ingredients in it that's going to make sure that it's absorbed at a cellular level. You know, you can take synthetic vitamin E or vitamin C or vitamin D if you want to, but it's only going to be assimilated at a very, very tiny amount. It will trick the body into thinking you've got vitamin E, for instance, for a while, but then it realizes one day, oh, that's not vitamin E. That's a fake. It's almost like the fake news.
I really started in the late 90s with formulating these fruit and vegetable supplements. Uh-huh. From the beginning, I used everything organic for the fruits and vegetables. But over the years, as we've had various of the product, we just build it, make it better and better.
We do. And I mean, right now, I'll give y'all another example. You know, heart disease is still the number one killer. With that in mind, Jan Marie and I put our heads together and formulated a product called Heart. And we used Dr. Matthias Rath's science behind it, who proved, he wrote a book, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks, But People Do. I thought that was cool as ever. But when I read it, I was so amazed. I said, Jan Marie, we've got to build a product around what he's proven. Because in 6 months, all blockages stopped growing that took the things that he recommended, which is in heart. In 1 year, 50% of the blockages that they had, and he's got the medical documents to prove this, 50% of the blockages were gone. In other words, the body was now reversing the deposits. And then in 2 years, he could find no blockages anywhere in the bodies of the people that took that formula. Well, that's heart. You see, folks, we do our research. We make sure you're getting the best possible product on earth, and we're doing it at the best prices you'll get anywhere. I can guarantee you, because we're not about getting rich and making millions of dollars. That's not, if we were, I'd be a rich man. I'm not rich.
Well, you know what, Roy? Neither one of us is rich, but we can sleep with ourselves at night knowing what we do every day doesn't just give us a living. It helps people.
It's not about us. It's about the people. You know, that's what Jesus did that blew everybody's minds. He lived a very simple life. He never owned a house. He had not a place, permanent place to rest his head at night. Yet, what did he do? He went around and set people free. It was all about the people. Well, that's nutritional health care. That's what Jan Marie and I are all about. We want you to live to your genetic potential without disease. That's our goal.
So I'm hoping that's 900 years old like Noah.
Whatever it is, I don't know what our genetic potential is today. I've heard it's at least 120, and that's what I'm going for. Folks, hang around and see if I make it.
Well, I hope we all go for eternal life with Jesus.
There you go. Well, we got 30 seconds, and I tell you, that's a good way to end the program. Remember, folks, you got to have faith, and I'm going to tell you, if you read that Bible, And you know, you listen to Monday School, you'll understand God, everything God said he was going to do in that book, he told the prophets before they were going to happen, every bit of it happened. So when you understand Revelation, it's coming. It's going to happen. Thank y'all for listening. Thanks, Jan Marie. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com, or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.